Hey friends, welcome back. Today I want to chat about something that we often forget about in our Catholic faith, and that is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Sometimes the attitude is the second coming of Jesus Christ, well, do we really believe that? Because we're so caught up in the busyness of life, and that seems so otherworldly, Jesus coming again. What I would remind you that it's not possible to be a good, faithful Catholic unless we believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ. If you recall in the Apostles' Creed that we say at Mass every Sunday, we say, from there he shall come again to judge the living and the dead. So we profess every time we say the Creed, Jesus is going to come again. He's going to come back. Question is, when? And my answer to this is sooner than later. Now, I'm not a prophet, but I feel quite confident in saying this because every day that we live is one day closer to the second coming of Jesus Christ, not one day later to the second coming of Jesus Christ. So when is Jesus coming? Well, he's coming sooner than later because each day brings us closer to that day of his return. Now, exactly when beyond that, I don't know. Everyone who's tried to nail that has been wrong. So I have no idea. I wouldn't even imagine to guess, but I just know it'll be sooner than later. And that Jesus tells us to be watchful for that day, that we should not remain ignorant or pretend it's not going to happen, but it should be in the forefront of our minds that one day Jesus Christ will return. Jesus says, "What I say to you, I say to all, watch." Father Fernandez says, "These words are addressed to men of all times." So in other words, Father Fernandez is saying every man and woman of every generation needs to be watchful and mindful of the second coming of Jesus Christ. Why? They are the words that the Lord speaks to each one of us because we men tend towards drowsiness and comfort seeking. We cannot allow our hearts to become dull with gluttony and drunkenness and the cares of this life. In this way, we would lose that supernatural outlook that should give life to everything we do. So Father Fernandez is reminding us of the teaching of Jesus to be watchful. Otherwise, we get drowsy. We forget about the supernatural in this life. And that's what the world does. The world has forgotten God. The world has sanitized the sacred out of everything, scrubbed it out. But Jesus is telling us to be watchful, to be mindful of his return, so that when we do meet him, we are not caught sleeping. See, one thing is for sure, we are going to meet him. The question is how? Is it going to be in the second coming of Jesus at the end of time, or is it going to be upon our death? Now, if I had to put money on it, I would just guess that it would be upon my death. Because I'm not going to guess to the future of the second coming. But in either case, either Jesus is going to come to us or we are going to come to him, but both have the same end. We come face to face with Christ. And in that moment, we're judged. So to be watchful for the second coming of Jesus Christ prepares our hearts for the meeting of Jesus. So this is very valuable to do, to have this outlook. Now, a question for you. I want you to imagine that Jesus comes back next week. How would you respond? Now, I'm not saying that he will or that he's going to, so please don't misinterpret what I'm saying, but let's just imagine, just for a second, friends, that Jesus comes back next Wednesday. How would you respond to the second coming of Jesus Christ next Wednesday? With that thought in mind, put it on the shelf for just one second and consider this analogy. Imagine that you're head over and heels in love with somebody. For me, I imagine my wife, Janelle. I love her. And I imagine the scenario where she comes to me and says, "Ken, I'm going on a 14-day trip, but I'll be back in 2 weeks." And so she takes off for 2 weeks. And that whole time, what do? Each morning I wake up and I put an X on the calendar because I know each day is one day closer to her return. And so I'm marking those X's, I'm looking forward, and as those X's are getting closer to that, the more excited I'm becoming. Finally, it's the day of her return. I wake up in the morning, I'm excited. What do I do the whole day? I prepare. you know, I scrub the house, I get it all clean because I've been batching it for 2 weeks. I've kind of let it go. So I vacuum my dust. I pick up all the dirty dishes. I get the house spick and span because Janelle likes order. So the house gets in order. Then I think about, well, what's her favorite meal that I can serve her in the evening? I think, oh, fish tacos and cauliflower rice. So I go out and I get the ingredients. I cook her favorite meal. I get it all ready. I get candles and I put them on the table. I put music on in the background. And there I see through the window the car coming up the driveway. My heart gets excited. I see her in the picture window. I run to the door. I open the door and there my love stands. She's returned home. Question for you. Is her return a disruption of my day or a fulfillment of my day? Well, it's a fulfillment, isn't it? Because my whole day was lived for her. I got ready for her return. Question. Pretend Jesus comes back next Wednesday. Is his return a fulfillment of your life? Or a disruption of your life? Is it, Jesus, finally you're here. I've been waiting for you for such a long time. I've lived my whole life for this moment, preparing for you and us to be reunited. Or is it, Jesus, you're early. I'm not ready. I mean, there were so many other things that I wanted to do with my life and my plans, and now you've messed it all up. Jesus, I mean, the kids are still in the house. I'm not an empty nester yet. Can you give me a little bit more time so I can relax? Jesus, I haven't achieved my financial goals. I haven't traveled to all the places that I've wanted to go. I haven't gone on that all-inclusive in Mexico yet. You know, all my neighbors have done it and I haven't had a chance. Jesus, you're early. Can you come back next Wednesday? How would you react if Jesus came back next Wednesday? Would his return be a fulfillment of your life or a disruption of your life? And if you find yourself thinking it's a disruption, well, then what do you need to adjust? Father Fernandez writes, "Our Lord is coming to us and we must await his arrival with a vigilant spirit. We should not be fearful, like people caught doing wrong. We should not be distracted like those who have placed their heart entirely in earthly goods. We should be attentive and cheerful like eager people who expect a long-awaited loved one." So how should we view the second coming of Jesus Christ? Well, not with fear, not with worry, nor should we be distracted by the world, but with this eager anticipation of a loved one returning. So friends, thank you so much for watching. Please comment below, share with me what stood out to you and why. Like this video, it helps it get out to other people. I'd appreciate that, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.